With me on the telephone is Annette Hanshaw. Now, let's be quite honest. If you're a product of the 1940s or 50s and 60s and 70s, you might be in trouble. But if you really want to look back, and some of our older folks will certainly remember the name Annette Hanshaw. Annette, are these days good for you?
These days? You mean what's happening now?
That's right. Yeah, let's talk about today rather than yesterday.
I would rather, because, I mean, I loathe being dated. You know, it's all this very old-time thing. And somehow or other, whenever they reissue any of my records, they seem to choose the worst ones, the very oldest ones and the very worst ones, in my opinion, anyway.
Well, in your opinion, then, what is, if I was to say something, well, Annette Hanshaw, of the recordings you made in the late 20s into the early 30s, what are you more proud of? Is there any particular selection, something along that line?
As a matter of fact, I disliked all of them intensely. I was most unhappy when they were released. I just often cried because I thought they were so poor. Mostly because of my work, but a great deal, I suppose, because of the recording. Many times it didn't sound at all the way I sang it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Annette, you don't seem to bear too much affection towards your, shall we call it, your very brief recording span. Am I correct in saying that?
I didn't hear what you said.
I said, you don't seem to bear too much affection towards the work that you turned out.
Oh, heavens, no. I disliked the business intensely. I loathed it. And I'm ashamed to say that I just did it for the money. I love singing, you know, jamming with musicians, and when it isn't, you know, important to do. But somehow or other, I was terribly nervous when I sang, and I actually went down to 83 pounds. That's why I quit in the very end, and I just couldn't take it anymore. You know, you just have to be such a ham and love performing, and I happen to be an introvert, and it just wasn't. I just wasn't happy singing, and I wasn't happy with my work, as I say. So that was the story. When I quit, I was making, I don't know if it interests anyone, but I was making $1,500 for 12 minutes on a camel show.
That's pretty good.
Yes. I'm a bit of a flake.
And Ed, may I ask, when you did the camel show, that's pretty well, you know, the early days of radio. Were you working out of New York at the time?
Yes, out of New York, and we did a replay for the West Coast. We did, you know, two shows twice a week, and that was fun because I adore the Glenn Gray show.
The Castle Lola Band.
We're doing something now, and I booped like that, wouldn't it?
Oh, terrible! And that, you know, just so people will know what we're talking about, let me play one of your records from that era. I'm going to pick one because
do you have to?
Oh, you darn right, I do. I got you in the line. We're going to do it. Do you remember a thing called A Precious Little Thing Called Love?
Oh, I do.
It's a darling tune.
Well, it's sweet of you to say that.
Well, let's hear you, and I'm just guessing at this. I'm just guessing. I think the year might be 1929. Am I close enough?
Let me see. Oh, I don't remember. There were so many of them.
I think it was from a picture called Shopworn Angel.
Whatever the time that came out, but it might have been, I thought perhaps a little later, but maybe not.
Annette, dear, this is you in the late 20s. Listen.
Why does my heart miss a beat as some footsteps on the street? It's a precious little thing called love. Why am I content alone when I know someone will phone? It's a precious little thing called love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon cruise. Friends I know who will throw some rice and old shoes. But the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way. It's a precious little thing called love. Thank you. nothing wrong with me. For I guess what it was all about. Oh, no, 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 oh, no, 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 no. I do. That precious thing called love. It's so hard to concentrate. I don't even know the day. It's a precious little thing that they call love. I see a day in June, a wedding tune, a honeymoon groove. Friends that I know who will then throw rice and oats. But the one thing makes me say, heaven's just across the way. It's that precious little thing called love.
We're talking with Annette Hanshaw, and those that might go through the old record stores or the secondhand shops, and you come across labels like Velvetone and a label called D-I-V-A, Diva, I assume, you stumble across these quite often. Annette Hanshaw, very much a product of the 1920s into the 30s. Annette, you must be delighted to know that I spoke the other day, and person to person, I met her, Ruth Etting. I caught up with her in Colorado Springs, and she's very much a part of the era in which you were recording, too.
Did you really? Yeah, she was an awfully big talent and very, very popular in that era.
But she did remember you, because we were talking about, I said, who was your competition at that time? And she mentioned you and people like Helen Kane and so many others.
That's true. That's about it. There's something that I find rather interesting and not especially happy for me. Benny Goodman has just reissued, come out with an album called Benny Plays for the Girls. And that was when Benny was a sideman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He is a studio musician. And, of course, I always love to have him on my record. And he has on it, perhaps four or five of mine. One of the people that called me, told me about it. But he has Ethel Waters, who was, of course, that time magnificent.
She was the best of her time.
Oh, the very best.
Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely, I was mad about her. And then also, he has Connie Boswell, who was a very great performer,
yes.
I thought.
Connie Bett and Martha, right?
Yes, but she was, you know, she did solo records too.
Sure,
so
she did.
This was apparently a solo.
Yeah.
And then he had someone who was quite far back called Lee Morse.
Yes.
And then he had myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was, I haven't heard it. I just saw the, the blog.
Yes, by the way, dear, it's on Sunbeam Records. Sunbeam is the record label if you're looking for it around New York.
Is that the one?
That Sunbeam Records have reissued, yes.
Do you know of it?
We have it here.
Oh, I'll be done. How is it?
Excellent. I think they did a beautiful transfer job. They cleaned up the surfaces, and you've come out shining pretty good.
Oh, but they never ever play the ones that I like. But I guess, you can't relive your past mistakes. That's the trouble.
Annette, you're a darling because you're so self-deprecating. You keep putting yourself down, and you were very much a product of the times and a very good one, I think. I think you're a fine singer.
Well, it's kind of you to say that, but I was... Showbiz was awfully kind to me, but I disliked it so.
Just a minute. I want to play Mean to Me. Do you remember recording that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, listening to it right now.
See me crying. I don't know why I stay home. afraid you don't care for me. You never show it, don't let me know it. Everyone says I'm a fool to be finding the whole day through. Why do you act like you do? You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Oh, gee, honey, it seems to me you'd love to see me crying. Please tell me why I stay at home each night when you say you're home. You don't, and I'm left alone, just singing the blues I'm sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun for you, can't you see what you're doing to me? Please tell me why you're so mean to me.
With me on the line is Annette Hanshaw. We're speaking to her in New York City, and I'm delighted that my friend Bob Pye up in Kelowna was able to give me your number just to track down and remember an era that's lost. But, you know, America's really looking back these days to nostalgia, and I'm sorry, dear, but you're a part of it.
When you do speak to Bob again, will you give him my very best?
He's a darling
tell
man.
Him I do mean to write to him. I'm the world's worst correspondent.
Yeah.
But I do mean to, and I think of him, and I found him very charming on the phone and in his letters.
As
I find you.
A complete charmer. He really, as you said it quite right. He works, as you know, for a television station up in British Columbia, a television station in Kelowna.
What does he do, actually?
He's a writer.
Oh, honey.
He's a writer, and he is a collector. And I'll tell you right now, I've been one myself, and still am to a degree, but collectors are all nuts. Do you know that? We're a weird breed.
Well, you know, it's very interesting, because there's a young fellow, and there's so many of the young people I hear from. There's one that's just, he paid $30 for one of my records.
He isn't that flattering.
And he's not particularly affluent. And he said, you're going to be awfully angry with me, and I really was. But I can understand. He said, well, I wanted it, and I have it.
Yeah.
And he had just, I think he found it up in Canada, incidentally.
Mm-hmm. And that you never recorded what we call acoustically. What year did you make your very first record? Do you recall?
Oh, you know, you're really upsetting me, because, I mean, you're dating me so horribly.
Don't
I wish
be.
You wouldn't.
No.
But I guess I don't truly remember. I think it was around, they had something in 1927, but actually, I think they're wrong. I did something, it said from the year, you know, the song was from the year, but I liked it and did it a couple of years later. I would say about 1928 was my first one.
Right. But
they do put on some of the sleeves of the records. I suppose it makes it more interesting to collectors to make them a little older. And, of course, I like to make it a little younger. What shall I say?
Yeah. Annette, would you please tell me what it was like to make a recording in the 1920s, the type of equipment that you worked with? Can you actually walk me into a recording studio and tell me what it was like?
Well, I can say this. My husband, whom I afterwards married, was A&R man for, first of all, Pathé Records, and then for Harmony and all the small labels, and then for Columbia. And he also became, later he left to become my manager. And I think it was pretty much as it is today. I mean, I would walk in scared out of my... All the musicians were there, and there were some excellent ones. Oh, I can't begin.
Yeah, you must have worked with the Manny Klimes.
I understand he's on the coast now.
Yes, and the door
studio
and
work, and he was so fun. In fact, I had magnificent musicians, but the trouble was, I didn't have an awful lot of arrangements. They usually had arrangements. We'd come in, and they'd have perhaps lead sheets or something. And they'd make up an introduction, and sometimes, you know, if it isn't all worked out ahead of time, it could be a bit of a shambles.
Yeah.
And then I was always so nervous and bad, because I really was a kid, and I had such respect for the musicians that if I would know it wasn't right, wasn't the way I wanted it, But I wouldn't want to do it over again and make the musicians stay, you know what I mean?
Annette, if you'll pardon me for saying so, I think you're just a little too damn humble.
I know, it can be sickening, can't it?
Mm.
I know it's sickening, but this is the way I feel, and I can't be any different.
Annette, a trifle personal, just a little. I don't usually do this. At what age did you retire from the recording industry?
I don't really remember. I swear I don't remember. But I tell you, you can find it on, you do know Brian Rust?
Yes, he did a fine discography from England, right?
Yes, well, he's a gorgeous person. He's been over here a couple of times.
Oh, you've met him.
And he, of course, they issued some couple of things, albums over there. And on the sleeve, he wrote the date that I retired and my age at my retirement. But I swear to heavens, I can't remember. You know, when you line up about your age, you can't remember.
Darling, at our age, we don't, I think that you were in your 20s when you got out.
Will you tell me your name again? Because
it's Jack Cullen.
You know, this isn't a terribly good connection for me, for you.
It's fine for me.
And I want to really know your name so that I can remember you. What is your name?
It is Jack Cullen.
Jack Cullen.
That's right.
Would you be Irish by any chance?
Oh, wouldn't you know it, yes.
Well, you see, you're one of my own people.
Well, I'm not too proud of the Irish these days, Annette.
Well, I know.
They're raising hell over there.
It's a sad thing.
Yeah.
It's a dreadfully sad thing. And what can we say?
Nothing.
They're all sides to every question.
I suppose
but
so.
But it's delightful to talk to you. I really am enjoying it. And it's great that you kind of fished me out.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with one tune, and just before we go, just a few more quick questions. What is life like for you these days? I hope your husband is still with you. And
no, he is not.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I'm doing church work at St. Agnes Church. That's a Midtown church.
Right.
And I'm quite happy. I didn't marry again. Mm-hmm. Stayed an awful lot, thank heavens.
Do you have a family, Annette?
No, I don't have any children.
Oh, that's kind of a pity in a way.
Yes,
but
it is. It's a
but I hope you're rich with friends. That's just as important.
I am very, very rich with friends and very happy and really happy in my life.
Annette, did life leave you with a couple of bucks to see yourself through?
He left me with a great deal of money, but I just don't have very much idea of money. And my mother had very serious illnesses, and you know that eats money away. I'm telling you the story of my life. This is like a soap opera.
Oh, you're darling to tell it to me. And then I won't take any more of your time.
All right.
Let me ask you this: what's the weather like today in New York?
What are you going to ask?
What's the weather like in New York today? The weather.
The weather?
Yeah.
Well, we had a storm today, and it's been terribly, terribly warm. Just about 90.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I'll tell you one more thing. I'm started to book some acts. I have an act opening tonight, and because I didn't feel too well, I didn't make the scene, but they're very good. It's a duo, very, very Lenny Tristano type of thing.
Oh,
and,
boy.
I may do that, too.
Good. Do you ever lift your voice in song anymore, just for fun?
Oh, sure, occasionally. But I don't, you know, if nobody's around, not too many people, just a few musicians. That's
you,
all right, and I jam.
You son of a guy.
Look, take care of yourself, and thank you very much for remembering me. It's very sweet of you.
We'll talk again. Thank you very much.
Not at all. Bye-bye.
Annette Hanshaw from New York City, one of the stars of the 20s into the early 1930s. It's nice to remember them. Here's one more from Annette Hanshaw.
Shades of night all creeping, willow trees all weeping, old folks and babies are sleeping. Silver stars are gleaming, all alone I'm scheming, scheming to get you out here, my dear. Come tiptoe to the window, by the window, that is where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulips with me.
No Tiny Tim here. Here's the original.
Tiptoe from your pillow to the shadow of a willow tree. And tiptoe through the tulips with me. kiss you in the garden, in the moonlight. Will you pardon me? Come tiptoe through the tulips with me. Tiptoe through the tulips. Tiptoe through the tulips.